Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside wastewater official Bill Stuckey about how flushable wipes may not be flushable in the first place. Kind of what my background knowledge in all of this is that a lot of people nowadays, since TP is very, very limited nowadays, are flushing various different flushable wipes. And obviously, as you might know, some of these are causing a lot more damage than it is helping these people. So I was just wondering, maybe you know some more about this stuff, and maybe you could give me just a better background knowledge on what kind of damage it could cause.
Right. So the issue with flushing any kind of disposable wipe, labeled flushable or not, would be the chance of it getting stuck in the pipes or plumbing in your home or service line or even the main. And with that, they can get snagged on tree roots and other small snags within the pipes themselves, which obviously that causes blockages and backups into homes and basements. But a lot of these products, to my knowledge, that are labeled flushable will have in fine print on there saying not to be sent through pumping stations or lift stations. And in our facility in Riverside, most of the homes pretty much all go through pump stations. The reason with these pump stations is it takes it from one elevation to another. From the city of Riverside, it has to pump 2 miles out of town to our plant, and there's not enough fall on the pipe to gravity flow it there. And these pump or these wipes will get sucked up into the pumps and will clog the pumps, and that's quite costly to pull those and have those repaired. It can plug up the pump, so you're not pumping the wastewater, which again will cause backups. It can ruin the impellers, and it can even burn up the motors, and some of these pumps can be tens of thousands of dollars. And then if it does happen to make its way through to the plant, then we have a screen that will remove these, but then that's more that has to go to the landfill at that point, too.
You're right. And that's the thing that kind of confuses me is, you know, they're labeled as flushable, but in all reality, it really shouldn't be flushed.
Correct. Because most citizens do not know where that is going. Even for the most basic of systems, you know, a septic system in rural areas, those don't generally break down near as fast or if at all. So that's going to cause more time and money in pumping out your septic system. Or if it goes to a lagoon system for a municipal treatment, then, you know, that just essentially is a large septic system there, and it's going to build up in the bottom of that and have increased costs and maintenance on the lagoons themselves or other treatment facilities. Again, you know, toilet paper is designed to break down within a certain time frame after being flushed, which is usually why you don't see that causing an issue of backups and getting snagged on pipes. It's usually, you know, when I go into a home and find somebody has a backed up sewer into their basement, after we've gotten the sewer cleaned out, we usually find that, you know, there's a few tree roots or a small misalignment in the pipe, and toilet paper and other things usually don't have much issues getting past there. Baby wipes are one of the number one things you find that start hanging up on there, and then that starts collecting other things, like it's making that pipe smaller and smaller over time.
Right. And I think that's the thing that people don't, maybe a lot of people don't understand at this point. You know, obviously with the TP shortage, it's becoming harder to find those alternatives to toilet paper that can break down easily. But like you said, people don't understand that paper towels, other kind of disposable wipes, tampons even don't break down in the water. And that could potentially cause some major damage in some of these smaller cities and cause more harm than it is doing good.
Correct. A couple of years ago, there was an article posted, and I believe it was in North Carolina, where they have some extremely deep wet wells where their pumps are at their main facilities, and they're somewhere around the neighborhood of 90 to 100 feet deep, and they had plugs so large that they had to send divers down in dry suits to remove these for 3 days nonstop. And these were quite large pumps and quite large diameter pipes.
Wow.
You know, over time, it builds up.
Right. It just doesn't go away. I mean, it's not like, poof, the problem's gone. I mean, it's going to persist and it's going to stay there because they just don't break down. They might get wet and they might feel like they're going to break down, but in all reality, they just stay there.
Right. Wow. One of the things that we've implemented in Riverside is at each of our lift stations, and we have five of them, where when the wastewater comes out of the pipe into that lift station to be pumped to the next facility, there's what's called a trash basket. And it's basically a metal box with 2-inch wide bars in it that help catch some of this large debris. Well, unfortunately, baby wipes tend to go through those relatively easily, through those wide bars. We actually line them with chicken wire, and then we have to go through and pull those out about every 1 to 2 weeks. And that catches a majority of those baby wipes, and it drastically reduces the amount of wipes that we have going through our pumps and into our facilities.
Right, for sure, for sure. I guess the one question for you, Bill, as someone who's been kind of in that front line and knows where this waste is going, what would you kind of recommend Iowans do as an alternative if they don't have toilet paper this time and if they're thinking of using these disposable wipes?
If they're using the disposable wipes, the best thing to do would be just to bag them up and throw them in the trash. That's unfortunately, sending them down the sewer is not the right path. You know, there's alternatives. People have thought of using paper towels and other things. While paper towels is probably a safer alternative than flushing baby wipes or flushable wipes, those still have a tendency to not break down as quick as toilet paper does, and you'll still potentially run into some of those same issues.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Riverside Wastewater official Bill Stuckey. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.